Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and along my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, whatever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know, sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Mr. Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in March of 2020. We're slowly getting back into it after the coronavirus. Amen. Trying to get back into the jails and prisons to minister the word of God again. We are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We're going to continue the message we started talking about Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. Call a neighbor and a friend, those you in the free world. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, we talked about how that the Lord would sanctify his great name among the people. Let people know God is still on the throne. We live in an age where people done put God on the back burner. Like the Lord is not important. They try to live their life without the Lord. People living like heathens. Kids growing up like heathens. Live like a heathen. Die like an animal. Amen. But I'm going to let you know, you got a soul, unlike an animal. You got a soul to spend eternity somewhere. Man is above the animals. Amen. I'm telling you, people like they love the creature more than the creator. How is they so big over animals? I know you're not supposed to abuse them, but I'm telling you, some people go to the extreme when it comes to loving animals. But I want to let you know, Jesus come to save you from your sin, because you have a soul that has to spend eternity somewhere. Yes, you do. Where an animal don't have a soul. Amen. But man has a soul. Therefore, Jesus come to fix it so we can escape a burning hell. Because that soul got to live forever somewhere. And you can't go to heaven with sin in you. I'm telling you, you can't get in there. In order to get into heaven, you must be sanctified, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You must be pure, because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's the Bible is right, people. We can't just throw the Bible out the window and do it like we want to do, because this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. You got to do it God's way. The Lord said, want the people to be sanctified, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. People say, I repent. But repentance lays the foundation. What have you done since you repented? People say, well, I got the Holy Spirit. How can you get the Holy Ghost jumping over top of Jesus? Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to the Holy Ghost. And people need to understand, know that. Jesus said, I'm the door. If any man come in any other way, it's like a thief and a robber. You got to go through Jesus to get to the Holy Ghost. Jesus sanctified the disciples. Yes, he did. St. John 20 and 21, 22. He sanctified the disciples. Yes, he did. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, go to St. John 20 and 21, 22. Amen. Because Jesus sanctified the disciples. Praise God. After he got up out the grave. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say in the gospel according to St. John 20, 21 and 22?
20 and 21 verse. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you.
He said, peace be unto you.
As my Father has sent me.
As my Father has sent me.
Even send I you.
Even so I send you.
And we have said this.
We have said this.
He breathed on them.
He breathed on them. I'm telling you, when the Lord sanctified you, he breathed in your soul. Amen. Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John, the wind blow where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, can't see where it's coming, nor can you see where it's going. So is he that is born of the Spirit. When you're born of the Spirit, you're born by the power of God. I'm telling you, he breathed in your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. He breathed in your soul. I'm telling you, when he breathed in your soul, he put life in there. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, he put that life in there. He tell me that sinful nature comes out. He pray me, he put that new life in your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, man, he breathed on the disciples. Amen. What he said, Missionary Velvet?
Who's that? And when he had said that, he breathed on them.
He breathed on them.
And said unto them.
And received and said unto them.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Now, amen, when the Lord breathed in your soul, glory to God, and sanctify you and wash you in the blood, glory to God. Hallelujah. He makes you a candidate to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise up God. Now, some people don't understand the mystery of the scripture. They think that group received the Holy Ghost at that time. Because that same group went up to the upper room to receive the Holy Ghost. People, we need to understand the word of God. You heard me? He sanctified those disciples and told them to get ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And they went to the upper room and waited up there for the Holy Ghost to fall on the day of Pentecost. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost fell in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost. Because the Holy Ghost comes on a clean life. You can't put new wine in old bottles. I'm telling you. Amen. Or the bottle will blow up if you do it that way. But the new wine going to new bottles. The Holy Ghost goes in a clean vessel. You can't put no Holy Ghost in no sinner. But the Holy Ghost goes in a sanctified person, a clean person, to receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And folks need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to Ezekiel, Missionary Velvet. Pick up where you left off at. In Ezekiel. Amen. 36 and 25. What did the Bible say?
Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you.
He'll sprinkle clean water upon you.
And you shall be clean.
You shall be clean.
From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
Amen. When the Lord will clean you up and wash you and clean you up, he'll clean up everything the devil put in there and take it out your heart.
A new heart also will I give you.
Now he'll make your heart brand new. He'll make your heart brand new. When he make your heart brand new, I'm telling you, he'll put that new desire in you, a desire to want to serve the Lord, a desire to want to walk upright, a desire to live holy for God. Amen. Praise God. He put that new desire in you. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad I got a new desire, a desire to live right. Amen. New bone again. When regenerated in new bone again. Praise God. I'm telling you, them sanctified folks just sing them song back yonder. Amen. New bone, new bone, new bone again. Regenerated in new bone again. Praise God. I'm telling you. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
In a new spirit would I put within you.
Then he'll put the Holy Ghost in you. A new spirit.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
Take away the old hard heart.
And I will give you an heart of flesh.
Give you a heart of flesh. He'll make you honest. Make you true. Want to live right.
And I will put my spirit within you.
Put my spirit within you.
And call you to walk in my statutes.
And cause you to live holy. Walk in his statutes. Keep his commandments.
And keep my judgments.
And keep my judgments.
And do them.
And do them. Amen. when the Lord sanctify you, you got a mind to live right. That song said, got a mind to live right. Got a mind to live right. Got a mind to live right. Every day since Jesus saved me. Got a mind to live right. Got a mind to live right. Every day. I'm telling you, amen. When the Lord saved you, he give you that mind to live right.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'll live right, blot their transgressions, cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, for the coronavirus, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Change their lives. Let them know, Lord, you come to make their life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise him. The song said, I got a mind to live right. Every day, Jesus will come into your heart. He'll take out the old way and make you brand new. You believe that message in that prayer of the homes, that's prayer. You've been set free. Or you've been revived. Or you've been renewed. You keep on thinking and keep on praising God for your deliverance. And the Lord will continue to bless you and uphold you. Those are in behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often said, Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. And there is no hopeless situation in God. He can do anything. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord can deliver and set you free too. And the Lord has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that the Lord loves you. And we love you too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to please give God a chance. Because he is the only one that can solve every problem and every situation that you have. God can do it. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bell and myself as we get ready to go back good into the jails and prisons. And we already done started getting into the jails and prisons to preach the word of God to those that's behind prison bars. And the Lord may open up more doors to get into the jails and prisons. Praise God. It's a, amen, count tedious paperwork to get approved to get into these places. So jail ministry is a lot different from other ministries. So pray for us. We will pray for you. So let's broadcast to Chaplain William Holmes along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.